Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello. Hi, Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting the gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee would insert it in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom Microchips. They are sweet.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer Radio. I will be guiding you here tonight. I don't know if I have a co-host or not. I don't have a guest. So it's me, and if anybody else wants to be part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So if it's just me, I am going to be clip-heavy today. I'll be honest, I'm just, some days you're just not feeling it, and I don't have my A game today, so I am going to be here for as long as I can with you, and if I have a co-host, then that makes everything else even better. All right, so I don't have much to say about 9/11. It was 21 years ago, and I know that the world changed. Obviously, I've been here fighting it. There's only so many years that you can try and educate people about it being an inside job, which obviously I was around at that time. But you have a generation of people that don't even know what happened. I know that sounds weird, but it was 21 years ago, and schools don't really teach about this, or if they do, they're definitely not going to teach that it was a false flag. Yeah, they wouldn't really know the truth on this. If you haven't figured out the truth in 21 years on 9/11, you're not going to get taught. You're not going to know. Nobody's going to figure it out a decade later. It's kind of like in the 1980s, those of us that grew up not knowing a thing about who shot John F. Kennedy. Well, that happened in 1963. So if I was in school in 1984, which I was, I wouldn't have known the first thing about John F. Kennedy. They really didn't teach that in school. And they're not going to teach that Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy. I'll be honest, I don't know which is worse, the fact that they don't teach it in school, or if they did teach it, they would be teaching false narratives. So I don't know which is worse. But it's become obvious that we've become a police state in the last 21 years. And they're trying to put the finishing touches on it right now. And that's what the battle's about right now. The battle is about, can they put the final nail in the coffin on freedom in the Western world? And, hey, they're coming right now. And they have all the tools. It's not like they can't, but can they get the public to go along with it? Because we outnumber them, and it's not even close. If we just said no as a collective whole, I don't care if they shut down the electricity. I don't care if they shut the banking down. None of that matters, because if they said, no, we're taking your money away, well, then we could say, guess what? We're going to make our own. We could do that. And we were doing that kind of with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies And right now, there's just too many people that are just way complicit. There's still people that are wearing scams. They announced 7-8 months ago the COVID emergency is gone. It was lifted. And you still got people wearing scams. And these people are the forever scammers. They don't care what happens. I've talked to some of these people. They're wearing scams for life. And for better or worse, that wearing scams for life might not be that long, but they're beholden to a political party. And I just can't believe I see advertising, like with Governor Shitsack out here in Las Vegas, where he put out signs, Biden and Shitsack, the great hope for Nevada, or whatever his slogan is. I don't have it memorized. And you're going to pin your governor hopes on a president with a 28% approval rating, and that's going to bring you to the promised land? And I just have a legitimate scam question. If you love your scam, just like Barry Satoru and his husband Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, when he said, if you like your doctor, you can keep him. We knew that was a lie, but if you like your scam, keep wearing them. Keep giving yourself respiratory problems and breathing in microfibers that are as big as a credit card every single month going into your body that you can't digest. Enjoy your titanium dioxide, which leads to respiratory issues. That's fine. And we know that you want to look cool and you're fitting in by wearing your cheap scam in a box that's doing more harm than good, but keep rocking that scam. My question is, like, for example, yesterday I went into a grocery store. The guy that was parked right in front of me, he got there maybe a few seconds before me. He was getting out of his car. And as he was getting out of his car, he took the scam off his rearview mirror and put it on his chin and shopped like that the entire time. And I saw him checking out at the whatever register that was as I was getting ready to think about which line to go in. And he wore his scam just like that on his chin for the entire grocery store shop. I just don't understand that purpose. Make sure you wear your scam, but keep it on your chin. I don't know how many lives you're saving. I don't know who thinks that's cool or needed. Are we worried about that much where somebody is going to say, after 8 months, everybody put your scam on and you just throw it down over your face? But I don't know which one is saving more lives, that one or the ones that are dedicated to those scams, but they still only put them over their mouth and leave their nose totally uncovered. And when you ask them, they say, because I need to breathe. Mask efficiency is exactly 0%. So they don't have to wear it. They could just, breathe like everyone else. but can't have that. I'm just not quite understanding. And why are we here? Why is it that Brandon has such a poor approval rating, but yet so many people out there, they would say, I hate Brandon, he's ruined my life, but I have to vote for him again. Or you comply. And, hey, there's lawsuits right now. I don't know who knows this. I don't know who knows, but a judge last week ordered Dr. Fraudy and St. Pierre and a few others. They said they have 21 days to turn over all the quote-unquote fake news that they gave to social media for this fake narrative. And suppressing freedom of choice and suppressing information about COVIDs, which is a thing, depending on which gene therapy you got, you really should get tested for AIDS, whether it's now or whether it's later on down the road. Your body is going to be fighting itself. Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you. All right. Let me just get set up here. And I don't know if you remember this from last month. We have insurance companies that are suing pharmaceutical companies now. Because they have to keep paying out these policies. And people are still getting gene therapies. And why should the insurance companies be on the hook when, if the government is mandating gene therapies, then why are they not at fault? Something has to give here. You got a 28% approval rating, people dying from getting the gene therapies, but people got them, and the insurance companies are now suing. Notice how they're not exactly in a hurry to put out the next COVID gene therapy. You don't know how badly they want to. And moneypox, I'm almost about to say that came and went. All those cities that were saying that they need to put scams back on because of moneypox, because one person in Europe died a few months ago. Notice how when Dr. Fraudy, and I love that last week, when Rand Paul grilled Dr. Fraudy again before Fraudy announced he was quitting. And he went in there for the first time and actually put his scam on just to build that fake narrative again. Oh, they want me to be responsible for millions of deaths worldwide based on these gene therapies and all these kids that have speech problems because they had to wear scams and ruining the lives of billions of people worldwide, I'm going to put my scam on. That's what we have going on. So I wanted to cover this one story in particular here. A California middle school kid in Bakersfield was arrested because he was caught with 150 fentanyl pills disguised as Percocets. So in a statement about the incident, the Bakersfield Police Department said that while they were going to the scene, officers were alerted about an overdose from a yard supervisor who just came in contact with the pills. He didn't take any, but he came in contact when they were located on the student. So he did not ingest the pills, but he opened the bottle to check it, and he was exposed because it was an inhalation hazard. So this guy could have died just because he was he found fentanyl on a kid. But keep bringing it across the border. I want to get into Chicago, and I did the latest Broccoli Man is based on that, actually. So, Chicago, I don't know if you heard about this over the weekend, but they're doing now, starting in January, because Chicago is the murder capital of the United States. That's already been established. Anywhere from 40 to 70 people die every weekend due to gun violence, even though guns are banned there. And so as a way to fix this, they are doing zero cash bail, which means criminals will not be held, and not just your shoplifting criminals, though those won't happen. Those definitely don't even bother. But people including murder, rapes, burglaries, they also said harassing and threatening government officials. You just get a ticket. And they just expect you to show up, and nobody, you just go to the police office, they put the cuffs on you, bring you to the station, they have you fill out a form, you agree, and out you go. Oh, this gets better. So say you're a burglar and you're refusing to leave. Or you have a squatter that breaks into your house. You could be there or not there. It don't matter. He just comes in the door, says, hey, I live here now. Don't call the cops. They are not coming. So it is up to you to figure out how to get that person out of there. And if you do something illegal, you, as the homeowner, will get arrested. And yes, they will arrest you as the homeowner, but not as the squatter. All that because it is more fair, because too many people are getting arrested, so they're just going to not arrest people. That makes perfect sense, right? You have the worst gun crimes, and you're the murder capital, and as a way to fix that, you're more worried about being woke. But they won't see that. Liberals will look at that as it's liberating because there's less black people going to jail. But the best way to stay out of jail, honestly, is don't do the crime. That's the absolute best proven method to stay out of jail. You don't do anything that's illegal, but they don't want to hear that. I don't know any societies where if you kill people, you just get a ticket and you have to agree to appear in court, in 3-4 months or whatever it is because the courts are backed up. So somebody threatens you, the cops come out, they may or may not even take him to the station. They just will tell him, well, you pointed your gun, but you didn't shoot, right? You were thinking about shooting? All right, but you didn't actually shoot yet, right? Okay, so as long as you were just thinking about it, we're not going to bring you. Just if you're going to shoot, we'll bring you out. We'll bring you to the station, and then you'll get a ticket. Then if you want, we can just drive you back here in 30 minutes. And they may as well just do that. Let me go ahead and get the factor out of the way here. If I'm by myself here, I'm not going to vouch for staying here for 3 hours. But I'll do whatever. I'll get some stuff done here. All right, so let's get Broccoli Man and the Factor in here today. All right, so this one is called Double Standards. And I'll go ahead and play this right now. So it's just me counting down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Broccoli's talk. Hold it right there. I am putting you back in social media jail.
Oh wow. Like, I am totally shocked by that. What post are you upset about this time?
You MAGA people are a threat to a democracy. You have too much hate in your soul. You are always angry.
Please explain how I am the angry one. But you are the one flipping me off.
Yes. You MAGA people are too extreme.
We are not in a democracy. We are in a republic. You are spreading misinformation.
You posted against the no cash bail system in Chicago. That was blatantly racist.
Chicago is letting people who killed other people, burglars, and child rapists to just get a ticket. They are not spending a day in jail. There is no way in the world that the murder capital of the United States, where that is the way to fix your broken system.
You are just upset that all those people of color are not spending time in jail.
Do you know what the best way to stay out of jail is? It is to not commit any crimes in the first place.
That is way too racist, Broccoli's talk. For being a racist, I am going to add another 30 days to your jail sentence. You are abusing of something, Drucker, for real.
At least 50 people every weekend die in gun violence in Chicago, where it is the hardest city to legally own guns. So how is not letting these people not spend time in jail going to make it better?
You are just upset that black peoples are not staying in those jails. That is why you need to be in that jail. We need those jails empty so we can put more MAGA people like you in those FEMA camps. But FEMA camps do not exist. If you think that Jim camps exist, that is too extreme, and we will need to put you in a FEMAC camp.
Okay, that makes no sense.
Of course you would not understand that. You support MAGA. Over 80% of Americans need to be re-educated. You all either voted for Trump or complained about Brandon. You need to be in line with the majority of Americans.
That is weird. The majority of Americans is the over 80%.
That is false. The 20% is the majority because we are not MAGA. Our 20% is bigger than your 80% because we always support the Democrat Party. We support Michael Robinson Obama, who is a very nice lady. We also proudly support hardcore communism. You do not.
Communism has never been successful in any time it has ever been tried.
That is false. China is the most free nation in the world.
That is one of the falsiest falses ever. They have a social credit score and are all about communism.
You are spreading more disinformation. Also, Venezuela, North Korea, and Cuba are great examples of communism.
That is exactly my point. Those nations killed, and even China and the Soviet Union killed millions of people and micromanaged everyone's lives, or you kill them. There is zero freedom there.
That is true. That is why we like it so much. We can get rid of 80% of Americans because all y'all support MAGA. Then we can have a complete nation of people of color. We will need to complete a one-world government so we can get rid of any worldwide freedom.
But you fact-checked me for saying there is a one-world government.
That is correct. You said it as a bad thing. We are saying it as a good thing.
Just like when I say something about gun violence in Chicago. You fact-check me. But if a criminal takes a selfie of himself killing someone, that is free speech. But I get censored for sharing this.
That is correct. We also need to arrest you for having your temperature in your house set at 80 degrees. You are required to keep your smart meter at 81 degrees. You are killing the environment. You also eat meat and drive a car. You need to stop posting about eating linguine and clams and need to show selfies of you eating the bugs.
That is something I will never ever do in my life. I will always drive a car, never have a smart thermostat, and I especially will not eat bugs. And I will also continue to put child traffickers in prison as fast as I can.
You would not know anything about eating the bugs because you are not black.
Okay. I am not sure how refusing to eat bugs makes me racist.
It means you think CBs is better than other people.
But will Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and George Soros eat bugs?
No, of course not, since they're the 1% that create the global policies. They can eat whatever they like. They do not eat the bugs. Also, you need to put a scam on that face. You at least need to make sure you at least keep it on your chin.
Please explain to me why it is so important to wear a scam on my chin when I go places. COVID emergency went away over 8 months ago.
Wearing a scam on your chin means you will still support the Democrat Party. It is our political symbol. All Democrats always wear scams.
Well, I do not wear political symbols on my face that make people sick.
That is misinformation. You are too focused on the negative. The important thing is that you look like you care. Plus, you are showing your complete support for the Democrat Party. You cannot go wrong even if you get sick from wearing them.
Please. Stop blindly listening to fake news. Check out real news shows like Proof Negative. He is on Freedomizer Radio. He shares the latest in real news. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen live on freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. You will be happy you have educated yourself.
That is false. You must always listen to fake news so we can program you the right ways. You need to support us or else we will not be relevant. Everyone needs to keep funding our operations and you should wear your scams forever. Now stop listening to Freedomizer Radio.
right. I thought you guys might like that, so. Anyway, I did want to, let's go the J.P. Sears route first. If I could do that. So, I caught this one here over the weekend. J.P. Sears putting the World Economic Forum out of business. And I thought this was pretty good, so I decided to upload this.
The World Economic Forum wants to control the world? Not if we can help it. Hi, I'm with the Universal Economic Forum. For the longest time, the World Economic Forum has been without competition in the marketplace for enslaving humanity, and we're here to put an end to their pathetic reign of terror. And no, unlike the World Economic Forum, we don't want to control the world. That's child's play. We want to control the entire fucking universe. Highlighting one of the biggest problems we see, it's clear the World Economic Forum is using a decades-long agenda to enslave humanity. And you know what? We think the people of the world deserve much better than that. So we're going to be doing it much faster. They say you'll own nothing and be happy about it by 2030, but with our better branding and global initiatives, our agenda will have you owning nothing by 2023, if you survive that long. And you know what? You won't be happy about it, but you're going to like it. Quite frankly, the World Economic Forum is just a bunch of pussies. Ladies, what would you say to a guy who wants to dilly-dally around with foreplay for 10 years? Well, we're not scared little virgins who live in their mom's basements and meet once a year in Davos to eat hors d'oeuvres and give each other reach-arounds just to move the needle ahead one slow inch at a time. No, we're the type of organization that gets in there and gets the job done fast and aggressively, because that's what the world needs. Just imagine consenting your way into a fast-moving progressive agenda that will have your every thought and action controlled by people gracious enough to assert their power over you. How are we going to handle the climate crisis better than the old codgers at the World Economic Forum? Well, when we look at the ever-changing weather patterns, we can see in the northeast region of the U.S., the average daily temperature from mid-January to mid-July of this year has risen from 32 degrees to 85 degrees. And we expect this trend to continue, so we've got to do something about it fast. So goodbye climate crisis and hello climate hysterical panic. Embrace yourselves, because we'll stop at nothing to protect you. The weak World Economic Forum has their credit card system that tracks your carbon footprint and then cuts off your purchasing power when your carbon footprint goes too high. That, with our system, we're just going to cut your head off. But you can have peace of mind in your decapitated head knowing we only use an environmentally friendly zero-emissions guillotine system to end your life. Because we actually care about the climate and truly want to protect you. Now, in the true fashion of a democracy, our carbon footprint tracking system through your credit card is completely voluntary. And we're making the volunteering aspect of it mandatory because time is running out. People look at Klaus Schwab and wonder, does he have a little bit of reptile DNA in him? Well, probably, and it's clearly not enough. Our chairman of the board is mostly reptile because these pussy humans can't get the human enslavement that's necessary to fight the climate crisis done fast enough. In fact, let's hear a quick message from our beloved chairman, Professor Nykstrom Baxter Androgynous III.
Greetings. It's time we put an end to the Great Reset so that we might have a fantastic reset. It's the only way to stop the rapidly changing climate and flourishing of humanity. I look forward to collaborating with you as we implement our universal initiatives.
Full disclosure, Professor Nykstrom does have a little bit of human DNA found behind his gills. Probably why he seems so relatable. Furthermore, the researchers that we pay to go to painstaking lengths to find exactly what we want them to find have discovered that in just 49 days, the Earth will be nothing but a ball of fire that's simultaneously encapsulated in a ball of ice because of the methane gas produced by cows. So to help you, we'll be gunning down all livestock from our jet black military grade helicopters. But instead of eating crickets like the ladies at the World Economic Forum want to feed you, we'll be offering you a more environmentally sustainable alternative of you being able to just not eat. Now, you might be thinking, don't people produce way more carbon footprint than cows? You know what? I'm glad you asked, because the answer is yes. That's why we're going one step further than the World Economic Forum's promotion of abortion as a virtuous thing to do, as we mandate abortions for all clumps of cells that are under 27 years old. You might also be thinking, what about the World Economic Forum's guidelines for protecting ourselves against global pandemics? Will the Universal Economic Forum be offering us those? Well, good news. You're not going to need guidelines, because with the pandemics we create, there will be no protecting yourself. We're here to get the job done. That's our pledge to you. Those pansies that the World Economic Forum think global lockdowns are enough, that implies you'll get out eventually. And that's just like running into a burning building to save a child. Meanwhile, we're the ones outside that have gone to all the effort to set the building on fire. Global lockdowns? How about biological life-enriching death camps? Sounds like we care just a little bit more. And unlike them, you don't need to worry about us colluding with governments of foreign and domestic countries where orders are spoon-fed to elected officials who then dictate the orders to you. Because we're cutting out all the unnecessary middlemen and doing away with elected officials altogether. But giving credit where credit is due, the p*****s at the World Economic Forum have already done a pretty halfway decent job with that. And of course, we do agree with their sentiment that society needs to be reshaped. It's just like how you need a haircut from time to time. But because the people of the world need us to act faster than those slouches, through biotechnology, we've developed a way to give society an even better haircut by scalping it. And I'd like to reassure you with us, you don't need to worry if propaganda is clouding your mind. Because we're taking the condom off and getting rid of the propaganda by raw-dogging your mind with direct control. We'll leave it up to your imagination as to how we'll be doing that. And if you can't imagine it, it's because we're already not letting you. That's why we at the Universal Economic Forum have you in our crosshairs as we aim to protect you with green walls that'll imprison you so that we can, together, reshape society into a beautiful utopia. And because we live in a time of great emergency, we thank you for your support and obedient faith in our leadership that we'll abuse you with. What's up, my freedom-loving friend? If you enjoy pissing on the dreams of time...
Way back in the summer of 2016, a phenomenon appeared in several political polls that nobody in the American media could explain. Donald Trump seemed to be performing exceptionally well among Hispanic voters in Florida. It was bizarre. So bizarre that everyone knew it could not be happening. It was scientifically impossible. If there's one thing that every reporter in America understood, it was that Donald Trump hated Hispanics, like the devil hates holy water. Some believed Trump was planning a national ban on picante sauce. That's how deep and implacable his hatred was. And yet, according to what journalists refer to as the data, actual Hispanics seem to like Donald Trump. Cognitive dissonance is the term that describes what happened next. How could the numbers show something that couldn't be happening? So the Miami Herald looked into it, and their conclusion was fairly straightforward. Hispanic voters in Florida were mentally ill and also evil. As one Miami Herald columnist put it, quote, Donald Trump's Cuban-American followers suffer from Cuban supremacy syndrome. It's an old national ailment of the soul. So that was the diagnosis, something called Cuban supremacy syndrome, a serious but previously unknown medical condition like ADHD or long COVID. Someone had better call a doctor. This could be fatal. But before the medical establishment could intervene to save Hispanic voters from themselves, this ailment spread like the virus it was, first from Florida, then to Texas, and then across the country. By 2020, it was endemic. In the presidential election that year, Donald Trump, the guy who wanted to build a wall, became the first Republican in history to win Zapata County, Texas. Zapata County, Texas is approximately 94% Hispanic. 94%. And he won. For the Democratic Party, this was an emergency, made worse by the fact that there were no Cubans in Zapata County, Texas. It's pretty much all Mexican-American. So Cuban supremacy syndrome could not be the cause of it. And that's when a man called Eduardo Gamarra came to the rescue. Now, Gamarra is a blue-eyed college professor from Florida who has somehow convinced news organizations that he is the world's authority on what recently arrived poor people from Central America really think. And he had a new diagnosis. Gemara, NBC News reported, found a, quote, casual link between misinformation and disinformation and how Spanish speakers have voted in recent elections. Of course, it was obvious Putin did it, just like Putin caused inflation and monkeypox and that war in Europe. According to Professor Gemara, Hispanic voters were just too stupid to realize what was going on. They had no idea they were being fooled. They're just too dumb. To Democrats, this explanation made perfect sense. Of course, and they bought it. A survey last month from WPA Intelligence found that more than half of CNN and MSNBC viewers now believe that, quote, disinformation is compelling Hispanic voters to vote Republican. Here's NBC, quote, news.
It's a phenomenon that's having real-world effects. In Florida, 40% of Cuban Americans say they don't believe President Joe Biden was legitimately elected. And given that Latinos spend more time on social media than their non-Hispanic white counterparts, it's a problem that's not going away. But it's not just happening in Florida. In Texas, Democratic strategists are sounding the alarm about a wave of misinformation aimed at Latinos heading into 2022.
Did you hear that? Democratic strategists are sounding the alarm that Latinos spend so much time staring glassy-eyed at their phones that they now have questions about the fairness of the last election. Huh. How to fix this? Obviously, we're going to need a lot more censorship to keep this disinformation away from all those gullible Latinos. Someone get Mark Zuckerberg on the phone immediately. It's hilarious. The bad news about the Democratic Party, obviously, is that it has become authoritarian. The good news is it remains ridiculous. These are people who believe their own improbable propaganda. So that's not the real explanation. So what is the answer? Why exactly are Hispanic voters moving to the right? They definitely are. The latest Fox News polling shows that 72% of Hispanic voters are not satisfied with the direction that Democrats are taking in the United States. Why? Why is that? What problem do Latino voters have with the Democratic Party? Well, the answer might be as obvious as it seems. They just don't like what we've got now. It is entirely possible that, like all normal people, Hispanic voters have come to despise the entitled urban liberals who run everything. And why wouldn't they despise them? Those people are absurd. Not a single word they utter is sincere, ever, and everything they touch turns to filth. We could give you countless examples of this, but we're just going to pull one from today's news. Washington, D.C. Councilmember Brian Nadeau has long promised to love and protect illegal aliens in Washington, D.C., and thanks to her and many like her in local government, the District of Columbia is now a, quote, sanctuary city. That's how much they love illegal aliens. Brian Nadeau especially. She loves them. And yet the moment actual illegal aliens showed up in Washington, D.C., sent by the governor of Texas, Brian Nadeau became completely hysterical about it. Watch this.
It's been said, but it's worth reiterating, that the governors of Texas and Arizona have created this crisis. And in many ways, the governors of Texas and Arizona have turned us into a border town.
They've turned us into a border town. Really? Why is that bad? What's wrong with border towns? Weren't you just telling us, Brian Nadeau, how great border towns are? So much diversity, so much strength.
Bombshell report, dozens of Trump's allies raided or served subpoenas by FBI. Now, to be clear, because I personally can't verify it, no reason to distrust Steve at all, but Steve Bannon made this claim. Bannon's been under just relentless attack by the left for a ton of different things beyond the scope of this show. But Bannon's claiming that 35 Trump allies were subpoenaed this weekend, and one of the people who's alleged to be one of the folks either raided or subpoenaed was Steve Miller. Folks, this is getting uglier. This is getting really ugly. It's been ugly. The January 6th committee, the FBI, and the DOJ, we know have been entirely corrupted, okay? We understand that. That's not even open for debate at this point. The fact that the net is starting to expand to not just Navarro, Michael Cohen, and Bannon, who were really close allies of President Trump, but that it's starting to expand to secondary and tertiary figures. I don't mean that as an insult, by the way. Please don't take that the wrong way. Does this make sense, fellas? Like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, these guys. I'm just saying, like, in the White House, you have your direct core of like cabinet type folks, then you have the assistants and an assistants to it. You get the point that the network is expanding for these subpoenas. Says to me that, number one, they're not getting what they want out of the direct contacts to Trump, the Peter Navarros and the Bannon, because they're not cooperating. So what they're doing is, if I'm a federal agent, I expand the network to do what, guys? To get someone to flip.
Bigger net.
Yeah, bigger net. More fish. Folks, this is getting really, really ugly here. They have completely weaponized these people, and what they're trying to do is shut the Trump network down before 2024. They have to do it. They're committed to it. Now, the New York Times, a media outlet, or they claim to be, but it's kind of laughable at this point. You would think they would be interested in this growing tyranny to write this story and say, my gosh, I mean, if there's evidence of treason or an insurrection or collusion with the Russians, you'd think at this point, you know, almost 6 years later, we would have found some of it. We haven't. The New York Times is part of it. So is the media. Remember I told you part of their strategy is not just to expand the net and scare and frighten Trump donors and volunteers. We've been talking about this for a while. But I said one of their primary strategies as well, just like with the guns, if they can't legally take your guns away by creating a gun list, they will do it through other proxy measures. They'll do it through credit card companies, universal background checks. What did I tell you about the lawyer? You have a constitutional right to an attorney. It is literally read to you in your Miranda warnings if you, God forbid, are in custody and subjected to interrogation. Unless you're a bad guy, then you deserve it. But you get the point. You are read your rights. It is a constitutional right. So because the left are tyrants and fascists and they want your guns and they don't want you to have legal protection, why? Sorry, I'm sorry if I asked too many questions. You can avoid an assertion. You can never ask a question. Why? Because they want to destroy you in court, and effective legal protection gives you a shot. They don't want Trump to have legal protection. But, Joe, they can't do that. They can't write a law. I mean, they could try to amend the Constitution. That ain't going to happen. They could try to write a law. It'd be laughed at in the courts instantaneously, and then they would just look like tyrants. See, the thing about the left is they want to be tyrants, but they don't want to look like tyrants. So what better way to steal away Republicans, conservatives, and specifically Donald Trump's right to a lawyer and by using the now corrupted DOJ and FBI to investigate all of Trump's lawyers to send the message, you better not protect this guy. The New York Times loves it. New York Times, from this weekend. For Trump's lawyers, legal exposure comes with the job. The many lawyers who've helped the former president avoid removal from office and indictment have drawn legal problems of their own. They have? Sounds more to me like the DOJ and FBI have drawn up legal problems for the lawyers. I'm just throwing that out there. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at rumble.com/BonginoClips.